Chapter 11. Sometimes, after a trauma is over, I experience a sense of euphoria. It may be a false sensation of well-being, but it sure is nice. That good feeling lasted until I sat down on the sofa with Penny on my lap and Ulysses beside me, clicked on the TV, and heard a rundown of the storm from one of my favorite announcers on the Tulsa station, Cy Reiner. "We can be grateful the tornado didn't touch down," he said. "The northeast part of the state was hardest hit by strong winds and floods. Officials in Edna Lea, situated 80 miles northeast of Tulsa, reported severe flooding. A fatality occurred when a car was swept off a low water bridge. As yet, the identity of the occupant of the car has not been released, pending notification of the next of kin." "What?" I yelped, jumping up and dumping Penny onto the floor. Ulysses raised his head, his ears on the alert. "A death here in Edna Lea? Why hadn't I heard of it? Kate and Gerald were busy, but I'd think they could have spared a couple of minutes to update me." Grabbing my cell phone, I punched in Cade's number. His voice sounded weary, and I suffered a brief moment of contrition. After all, how selfish could I be, taking our chief law enforcement officer away from whatever it was he was doing in the wake of the storm? He answered my question. "Yes, there was a drowning." "Cy Reiner didn't give a name," I said. "Do you know who it was?" I heard Cade's indrawn breath. "Yes, I do, Ned." He certainly wasn't making this easy for me. I waited. "The dead woman is Lila Mae Fletcher." I gasped. "Miss Evangeline's housekeeper? The one who stood up at the service and accused somebody of being a murderer?" Another deep breath. "Afraid so," he said. My head whirled. How opportune. If she really knew what she was talking about, if she knew that someone under that canopy actually killed Miss Evangeline, then that person doesn't have to worry now. Cade was silent for a moment. I could imagine him shaking his head, the crease between his eyebrows growing deeper. "Maybe," he said. "Cade Morris, don't you find this suspicious? Do you think her death was truly an accident?" "Not sure yet, Ned. As we cops are fond of saying, it's an ongoing investigation. But whatever the outcome, I want you to let me handle it. I don't want you mixed up in this at all. So don't put on your investigator's hat, okay?" Why should I not? If anything shady surrounded Miss Evangeline's death or Lila May's, didn't I owe it to my sense of justice to dig into it, just a bit? It wasn't that I didn't trust Cade or the other officers. It was just that they had a tendency to be secretive and slow, and I had a tendency to want answers quickly. I didn't want to make a promise I couldn't keep, so I mumbled something about hoping he'd let me know when he had anything he could share. Then I thanked him and told him good night. As I hung up the phone, my last bit of euphoria dissolved. Miss Evangeline's long life had, as far as I knew, been peaceful. At least, I had heard of nothing mysterious connected with her. But as Ron said, I had been gone from Edna Lea for 40 years, so how was I to know? One thing was obvious. Her death set something in motion, something dark and evil. What about Mo Decker? Could he have murdered Miss Evangeline? And what about Lila? Had he added her death to his long list of thefts and intimidations? Newly escaped from jail, he surely needed money. Would he be willing to kill to rob someone? But so far as I knew, neither of the dead women had been robbed. Ulysses plodded over to me and laid his head on my knee. Absently, I reached down and stroked his silky ears. Ron's words and Miss Anne's evaluation stirred my memory. Ron had said the Carvers had been, at times, ruthless. Miss Anne remembered that Evangeline was a flirt, leading men on, then dumping them. Had something in the past finally caught up with folk at the Carver estate? But the ruthlessness, the flirting, were all a long time ago. Judson and his daughter had gone to meet their maker. Surely the past was dead and buried with Miss Evangeline. Or had those old deeds been lurking all this time, crouched and waiting, springing out of the shadows with a violence that was deadly?